I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Getting a comprehensive eye exam is an important way to detect certain eye diseases in early stages when they are easier to treat. Dr. James Hill is here to talk about these eye exams and what conditions and problems can be detected. Dr. Hill is an assistant professor of ophthalmology, and he's medical director of optical services at MUSC. Dr. Hill, tell us what really goes on during a comprehensive eye exam. What does that really mean?
A comprehensive eye exam really starts with case history. As you know, a lot of systemic diseases can be seen through the eye. We check the visual acuity, the eye pressure. We look at the front surface of the eye, and we look at the back of the eye to detect any problems that may be going on.
And is this exam the type of exam that is done by dilating the eye? Is that a big part of this exam?
Yes, when you look into the pupil of the eye, when we shine light, it constricts down to about a peephole. When you put the dilation drops in, it opens it up so you get a full window into the back of the eye. You're looking for peripheral eye disease, but also anything going on in the retina health. The lens of the eye, you can miss a cataract without dilating the eye. There are a lot of things you can miss, so it's super important when we do that to get the full picture.
And how frequently is this type of eye exam needed? And I'm thinking especially for older adults.
Yeah, so the American Medical Association and Optometric Association both agree that for adults with normal vision about every 2 years, after the age of 65, we recommend a dilated eye exam once a year. Obviously, that can be more often if you have certain eye diseases such as glaucoma, which I think we'll talk about here shortly.
Well, tell us about glaucoma and also the other eye diseases that can be detected early from a comprehensive eye exam. What's on that list?
The four big ones we look for, especially in South Carolina, would be your cataracts. Cataracts are going to happen. They can happen early in life or later, but if we live long enough, everyone develops that. Diabetic retinopathy, which is the leading cause of vision loss in adults. Glaucoma, which is undetected without an eye exam. And macular degeneration for those above the age of 65.
And I understand that glaucoma is a group of eye diseases that can cause vision loss and blindness, but with no early warning signs to the patient. Tell us more about glaucoma.
Sure. Glaucoma is what we call the silent thief of vision. You actually don't feel your pressure going up. If caught early and detected early, you can stop progression, which prevents vision loss. You can't cure it, but we have many different treatment options to stop glaucoma. And it's so important to get in early, and especially if you have a family history.
And other than these big four eye conditions, what other things might pop up that need attention?
With a dilated eye exam, multiple systemic diseases present first that we're able to see. You can see what's called a Hollinger's plaque. That could be a sign of their arteries becoming clogged up that could lead to stroke. Somebody will come in with a blood pressure of like 180 over like 140 and have no clue what's going on, and the vision is the first thing that goes.
So many systemic diseases, you really can pick up some early warning signs in this eye exam.
Yes. When we look at the retina, you can actually see the vasculature. If there are any changes such as hypertension, diabetes, inflammation, HIV retinopathy, we can detect that first as it's happening throughout the rest of the body. So that's another reason it's so important to have a dilated eye exam.
Dr. Hill, thanks for this information about preventive eye care checkups.
Thank you.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.